Welcome to Cole Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cole Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. On this episode, we're going to deal with the Stanley Cup Final and the NBA Finals. Yeah, strange. We're also going to talk about key injuries, and we're going to put a worthy man as the subject upon further review for this episode. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Pittsburgh. We'll get to the action right away as the Stanley Cup Final began in earnest on Memorial Day. Well, it was a good game for some people. For others, it seemed like it was going to be a yawn and a laugher as the Penguins jumped out to a quick three goals to none lead. But the valiant Predators fought back. Unfortunately, they fell short by the score of 5-3. The issue seemingly with the Predators in this game was that they played 56 minutes well, but they played 4 minutes horribly. And that 4 minutes spelled the difference between competing and losing. Game two is Wednesday. Hopefully that 4 minute lapse will not be the death of the Predators as they go on and advance and hopefully try to compete with the Penguins. Dateline, Indianapolis. Terry Frey, spelled F-R-E-I, a Denver Post sports writer, had a, can't really say funny, but he had an off-color comment toward the winner of this year's Indianapolis 500, Takuma Sato. And of course, if you hear that name, he is Japanese. But the Denver sports writer had this to say in a tweet. Quote, "Nothing specifically personal, but I am very uncomfortable with a Japanese driver winning the Indianapolis 500 during Memorial Day weekend." Close quote. Here's your history lesson, Mr. Fry. You know the soldiers that died so that we can live free in this country? They did it so that those who want to call themselves American, whether they came from any country all around the world or they were naturalized citizens, that they can live a life free of the slander that you put forth and tweeted to the world. The race driver does not have to be American to win during an American holiday. The last part of the first verse of the Star Spangled Banner says, "Or the land of the free and the home of the brave." To have him win is brave. To have him win is a mark of freedom. Let's get the mind correct. Let's have the transformation by the renewal of your mind, Terry. He doesn't have to look like you in order for you to celebrate a victory. All right, enough on the history lesson. Dateline, Atlanta. The Angels suffered two losses. First, a 6-3 loss to the Atlanta Braves this past Monday night, and also the loss of one Mike Trout. So as he was sliding into second base, Trout reached out for the bag and he jammed his left thumb on the base. The timetable after he goes into surgery for that thumb is 6 to 8 weeks. The manager, Mike Socha, had this to say about the timetable and how the Angels will move forward in this 2017 season without Trout. Quote, "It definitely is the best course of action for him right now, and I think he's comfortable with the decision. Anytime a guy is hurt, there is a ripple effect. We lose a guy like Mike, the way he plays his game, the way he plays with passion. His presence on the field is huge. His presence in the clubhouse is huge. But we have to be more than one guy, and I think we are." Close quote. Mike, I hope you all are too, because you guys are looking completely up to the Astros. You, the A's, and the Mariners. You all need to get an elevator all the way up to the penthouse floor to visit where the Astros are right now. So hopefully you all can fight for the wild card, and maybe Trout will bring you back when he gets back, which will be around, what, latter part of July? But yeah, let's hope for a speedy recovery because Trout is one of the best Major League Baseball players out there today. Oh, speaking of Major League Baseball players. Dateline, Washington, D.C. So apparently with fans, the brawl that happened in San Francisco didn't deter those to vote Bryce Harper the number one vote getter by a mile for next month's All-Star game. By votes count, Bryce is almost at a million votes, which is putting him over 200,000 votes above the second best vote getter, which is actually a teammate of his. It's a credit actually to how he has said that he wants to make baseball exciting and fun and bring back how baseball used to be. And we're all with you, Bryce. We hope that your pursuit brings back baseball how we all used to remember it, because it's not that way now. It seems as if, well, all sports, but it's definitely the case with baseball. It seems to be stuck in a pattern of ritual. Passion seems to have taken a back seat, and I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you are a part of wanting to bring passion back to the major leagues. We need it, and we need you. When I come back, we are going to talk about a special person, one that influenced me so much, and upon further review. But immediately following the break, you know I haven't talked about this all episode, the Warriors and Cavs. It's June. It's NBA Finals time. Come on back. If you want to subscribe to the hottest show on the planet, the show that talks about sports, news, comedy, inspiration, intellect, then come on down to ColeSports.com. That's ColeSports.com. You can get it all on ColeSports with a Z.com. Tell a friend and bring a friend. Welcome back. So on Father's Day last year, when the Cavaliers completed their improbable comeback, one that we have never seen in then its 69-year history of the NBA, it pretty much was a foregone conclusion we were going to see these two teams yet again 12 months later. And by golly, here we are on the doorstep to June, and the two teams battling out for the NBA championship are the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then on top of it, not only are they the two teams battling out and vying for the trophy for the third year in a row, both teams also did it in dominating fashion. They combined in the playoffs to have a 24-1 record. So outside of the Celtics-Wizards series, the NBA playoffs this year seem to be a complete afterthought. And we heard much talk about how the talk of LeBron or Durant ruining the league because the superstar player decided to join a championship contender. I just can't see one player having that much power to destroy a league. I can't see it. And I never will see it. It just is impossible for me to grasp that. And here's why. There are 30 teams in the league. So the other 28 that do not make it to the NBA Finals, they have to find a way to advance past where they were at the end of this year to get to next year. And people act as though, quote, super teams, close quote, is a foreign concept. The Lakers and Celtics in the 80s were super teams. And it took a team that was gritty like the Detroit Pistons doing a super team-ish type of move to finally get there themselves. But I didn't hear the cry of the league is tarnished, the league is horrid. Then it was more, we want to see Bird and Magic get it on. And really, if you look at the casual fan, that's what you're going to see here. The casual fan wants this to be the way it is. The casual fan wants to have Stephon Curry with Aisha and Riley and, yes, Ryan Curry and Sonya Curry with others as well. And along with that, Draymond Green and his opinionated mother and Kevin Durant and the journey that he brought along with us in regards to his mother versus LeBron and his legacy and his chase to be the GOAT, which is fruitless on the court because it will never happen on the court. Never, ever, ever happen. And all he brings including, unfortunately, an incident that I will talk about in the next episode. You have all of those things that the casual fan loves because they've had years to understand who these players are. You don't have that with the other 28 teams. So to the casual NBA fan, this is a home run and a slam dunk. To an NBA diehard, yeah, I can see how this would be considered a big L that the whole league is taking. You see, you have to look at it from a business standpoint, NBA fan. Because Durant decided to go to the Warriors when they have won a championship and was 4 minutes away from winning a second in a row. It's not ruining the league. LeBron leaving Cleveland, and I believe LeBron left Cleveland for personal reasons a whole lot more than for professional ones. He combining with Wade and Bosch in Miami did not ruin the league. In fact, it gave the league a bigger profile. It gave the league a higher profile. And when the people who follow the game can stop looking at it from a fan standpoint and start looking at it from a business standpoint, you will see that the league actually is better. It was in part because the Heatles formed that the NBA was able to pull a 9-year, $24 billion contract and to have TNT and ESPN fork half each of that media bill. It was because of the Heatles that these players now could have 5-year contracts that are over $100 million. Did you ever think that Mike Conley, and look, I respect Mike Conley. He's a great point guard for the Grizzlies. Do you think that Conley would receive that type of contract before last year? No. So to say the league is hurting and is ruined because of it is far-fetched. It's because of how these two teams have moved in the offseason and during the season and during these last 3 years that the league is prospering. So we should be glad that these two teams are battling out for a third year in a row because we are seeing and witnessing history. The league has been in existence 70 years. We have never seen two teams go at it 3 years in a row with each team winning a championship on the other. We haven't seen it. Now, we've seen the Celtics and the Lakers go at it more than 2 years in a row, but the Lakers coming up in the short end each year. We've seen that. That's as close as we've come. But we have not seen two teams 3 years in a row go at it and each team can claim they beat the other. This is great theater. Unfortunately, what led to the great theater has been subpar previews, if I'm going to stick with the movie analogy, because the previews have been horrible. The Warriors just made the Blazers, Jazz, and Spurs look like mincemeat, and the Cavs yawned themselves in series versus the Pacers, Raptors, and Celtics. The march leading to these two colliding has been extremely anticlimactic, but we all knew this is where we were going to end up all the way from Father's Day last year. And here we are, 3 weeks from Father's Day this year, and the two teams that are going at it were the two teams that went at it last year and the two teams that went at it in 2015. Not surprised, not overly excited, glad that we've gotten here is really how I feel about it. Because we can finally put the rest, all the talk that we've had about these two teams for the last year. They wanted one another, now they have the other. Who's now going to put up or shut up? Now, I said that it should be the Cavs in six simply because they are the more physical team. But we'll see. And when I come back, we're going to put a warrior, a literal sports warrior, upon further review. Do you want to know what's going on in the world of sports? Do you feel compelled that you want to hear riveting content on your drive to work? Well, then subscribe to Cole Sports. That's ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You can catch that. You can also make your opinion heard in the Cole Sports VIP room. You also can get Why Your Girl Ain't Mine, the 5 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. And you can listen to back episodes of this brand. And you can also subscribe to the newsletter that comes out. That's right. Cole Sports, the mecca of sports news on ColeSports.com. Cole Sports. Available on social media networks everywhere and Cole Sports with a Z.com. Coming up on the next episode of Cold Sports, we're going to dive a little further into the NBA Finals and the NHL Stanley Cup Final. We're also going to talk about interesting subjects altogether, and we're going to award the Dolt of the Week, and I really believe you're going to enjoy what I got to say in that segment this week. Oh, man. Good times are ahead for this brand. But see, that is for the episode to come. For this episode right here, it's not over. It's time for me to give you an understanding as to why this particular segment is on every single show I do, because this man is partially responsible for it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce to many of you a powerful voice in sports, and upon further review. He wrote for Sports Illustrated. He filed reports for HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. He wrote 20 books, and he primarily ruled the roost on NPR. I'm talking about a man who has been inducted into the National Sports Media Association Hall of Fame and received a National Humanities Award, being the first sports writer to ever receive the honor. I'm talking about the incredible Mr. Frank DeFord. Now, the first time I heard of this guy, he was waxing poetic about the NFL, and I saw him thinking, who is this intelligent guy speaking about things that normally guys with his intelligence don't grasp? And he, along with a few others, opened my eyes to what I call sports intellectualism. You see, like many of you, I thought sports was just simply locker room talk or barroom talk, where it had to be those who were tatted up or those who were face painted and said nothing but four letter words. Those were the only sports audience that were out there. But it was guys like Frank DeFord. It was guys like Rick Riley. It was guys like Steve Burwell who challenged me to think beyond the box score, to think beyond my favorite players doing what they do on the field or on the court or on the diamond or on the ice. It was their intellectualism in daring us to say, you know, we actually can think as well as root for these teams, and it's okay. It was that energy that drew me more into sports in general, let alone drew me into these gentlemen in particular. And if you don't believe how powerful the voice of this man is, I'll let others say it for me, starting with President Barack Obama, who had this to say, quote, "A dedicated writer and storyteller, Mr. DeFord has offered a consistent, compelling voice in print and on radio, reaching beyond scores and statistics to reveal the humanity woven into the games we love." Close quote. NPR, who was the proud host of 1,656 of DeFord audio about anything and everything sports, they had this to say about him. Quote, "From the Super Bowl as Shakespeare to the sports curmudgeon, to his regular castigating of the NCAA over how it treats its student athletes, to America's complicated love affair with the NFL, Frank made every week memorable." Close quote. It was just beautiful hearing his voice, seeing the sports world the way he saw it. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I still love it now because it challenges me to this moment to not look at sports in such a narrow scope, that there is heart, there is passion, there is will, and there's a story to be told. And you could do it with the brilliant mind. You can do it with the scope that we hear those who speak about politics, those who speak about world issues, those who speak about social justice, those who even speak about entertainment. You can have all of these lanes that have intellectualism in it. The sports lane can have that same energy, that same esprit de corps, that same spirit. That's what I loved about Frank DeFord. And yes, I did say loved because unfortunately he passed away this week. NPR President and CEO Jarl Moon had this to say. Quote, "We are saddened to hear that Frank DeFord has passed away. Since 1980, Frank voiced sports commentary for NPR, leaving us 1,656 656 of his signature insights into the world of sports and the human stories behind athletic triumphs. He was a beloved colleague and a signature voice for public radio. Close quote. One of his desires, talking about Frank's, is the same exact desire I have when it comes to sports in general, because I would love to hear someone say this about me. And he got a chance to hear it, but he also got a chance to express it himself. Quote, nothing has pleased me so much as when someone, usually a woman, writes me or tells me that she's appreciated sports more because NPR allowed me to treat sports seriously as another branch on the tree of culture. Close quote. And if you don't believe the impact of this man, others weighed in as well in the sports world. Bill Simmons tweeted this. Quote, I loved reading Frank DeFord in SI and I loved the National. Sad to hear he passed away. Close quote. And the National, the paper that Simmons was referring to, it refers to the short-lived daily sports newspaper where DeFord was the editor-in-chief, which was in the late 80s and early 90s. Will Leach, quote, R.I.P. Frank DeFord, a very nice man every time I met him. This 2008 Dallario interview with him was quite a thing. Close quote. And that interview was titled Frank DeFord Still Loves the Game. Scott Simon had this to say. Quote, a great writer, father, inspiration, and soul, Frank DeFord, R.I.P., talent, character, kindness, handsome to boot. Close quote. Then there's renowned sports writer John Feinstein. He had this to say. Quote, I just saw the news about Frank DeFord. He hadn't been well, but I'm in shock. The best of the best as a writer and as a man. Close quote. My feeling on this is it's a great template that I have, and it's a huge responsibility that I carry. I'm now in the field. I got to carry this legacy on because this man gave me the blueprint. He gave me the template to not treat sports in such a comical, lighthearted, throwaway way. That sports is as serious of a topic and conversation as other things in the world, and that we can think and still be a sports fan. It's not a crime. I'm so happy that I got a chance to witness this man perform his craft for decades. And now I proudly carry that torch that's handed to me. Frank DeFord, sportscaster, writer, NPR personality, dead at the age of 78. To like this episode or any episode that you've heard thus far, you can listen to me on colesports.com. That's colesports.com. You can check out me, all the writings that I do, all the conversations I have, and everything sports related on Cole Sports with a Z. .com. And come along. I want to hear what you have to say because I want to reach out to you. I want to reach out to you. I want to hear what you have to say. So come to coldsports.com. That's coldsports with a Z.com. Sign up for that newsletter and I get to hear what you have to say because what you have to say is important to me. So thank you for your voice. Thank you for your time. But most importantly, thank you for inviting me into your life because it doesn't matter where you listen to me, how you listen to me, or when you do. I just want you to do this one simple thing, VIP. Along with wanting to hear what you have to say, I want you to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is... Sports.
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.